case within the city of Bar Yehuda by Mata. And the case was your relative would be in the Kuzer, right? If you get to your commentary and your church, of course, if it gets stolen or lost, then you have to pay for it. It's just like yours. If you want to let your contract, you don't have to have a double money to mom and dad. But if you don't have a double money to mom and dad, so then how can you possibly say, when I say, then you have to come away your mother. What's that way your mother? She knows, not during the moment, so you still have it. But the question is, not during the moment, so it's nothing. Now it's not very yours. What do you mean you possibly have your mother for what? Okay. He says that the question is really the Itzachomet involved here, involved the area of faith in the foot. Right? But essentially it's an area of Issa. So the question is, do you deal with this area? Deal with something in the area of Issa, the Itzachomet. The question is, do you deal with it in the same with the faith in the foot? If you deal with it in the same with the faith in the foot, so then it comes out that what does it mean by yours? Which is yours according to Allah, according to Kalkin Israel. Right? That's the case, if you can double down on his last commandment, then he says it's not yours. Right? But the one says, no, there's something else over there. Over here, the issue is telling you that the virus is not a virus of Kalkin Israel. It's a separate virus of Israel. So even though you do not really own it, but nevertheless, you have a Bar Yehuda by Mata. Why? Because you think you lose money on it, so you're late to the Kiyuma. As Ramban says, what are you supposed to say when you say, when you're about Muhammad? You're supposed to say that any late to the Kiyuma. You see, a late to the Kiyuma is a different category of virus. It's a virus in terms of the Isra of Bar Yehuda by Mata. It's not a virus in terms of Fashion Israel. So even if it's a little one, you're locked to Mom and Dami, so really, I'll feel you in a moment, it's not yours. But in the Isra of Bar Yehuda by Mata, the framework is not in the moment. It's a different framework. It's a framework of when you relate to the moment in a certain way. Now, over here, you relate to it in terms of your own, you relate to it monetarily. Because you relate to the Kiyuma because of monetary reasons. If you relate to the Kiyuma because of monetary reasons, so then you're over by Yehuda by Mata. Alright? Simon Machlodic is a God's Tashmiki. What is Machlodic for Tashmiki? Is that Dalam Bay, places in the right to Bidlam Asadi. The Rashi for Tashmiki means as Bakabalay. As Bakabalay means you just say, I don't want anymore. Right? Tashmiki says that no, that you have Bakabalay Tashmiki because you must it. Once you must it, it's not in your position anymore. The Machlodic is really what a Tashmiki is that Halacha and Dinah Mamanus. Okay? There's an eye you say, has to be translated, and the rest of it is not yourself. The point is, it's Allah in the moment. The point is, Rashi has to be know Allah in Khamis. That's the mechanism that works in Khamis. It's not helpful. The mechanism, you see, that works in the same Makhlaq that you have over here, with the same question in Umar, by Rabbi Makhlaq, is that the Makhlaq is not Tashbisa. It's Tashbisa new mechanism. It's simple. Tashbisa works with the old Halakh, as far as the Tashbisa. Okay? Lamman Rebbe, in Targazin Halacha Dalit. It's the case that the name of Kuzu was where it was an honest, where the Esri Torah began, or it was a real Kabbalah Safari. Lamman says it doesn't matter. Because according to the Rambam, it's a, according to the Rambam, it's a Halacha that, he's raised to the Kiyuma. Now, if they force him, he's definitely raised to the Kiyuma. He relates to the Rabbi in a certain way. So it comes under the manifestation of Halacha. So what I said was a real Kabbalah Safari. Makes more sense if I'm wrong, right? The rise of law is different. The rise of law is when the Gemara says, Chayim Yuhafa Dama Kola Yimakwe, what the Tosek Yim is doing, that in this case, everybody would agree that Dovah Adon Yomam is the Mamad. That's what it means. Okay? In other words, when the Gemara says, Chayim Yuhafa Dama Kola Yimakwe, it means everybody here would agree that Dovah Adon Yomam is the Mamad. Even if my father is saying, I'm coming to the God that is in the office, Dovah Adon Yomam is the Mamad. That's only in Kalakai Kula. But with regard to Chametz, everybody will be made with Imam Dhani. What's the chat? It means like this, that ordinarily what's the problem with Dava Dhani, Imam Dhani, because the Chacham disagree, because they maintain that it's not a real It's not real violence. Because if there's no real style, you really don't have any style with them. As long as you get the thing. Like, you lose the money, you lose the object, you have to repay the money. So it's a subjective type of subject, right? So the Gemara says, Shani Hachid, I'm a call Lai Masa. Lai Masa tells you, even a subjective violence is doing up over here. But it operates with the halachic mechanism of violence. That's a different kind of violence. See, in other words, according to the rival, what the Gemara's answer is like this. Shani Hachid, I'm a call Lai Masa. Which means that in this case, everybody would agree that it doesn't matter. The only reason the Chacham argue all over what they say is that in reality you have no bias on the other. The only thing is that to you it's worse because it's a Kabbalah Sechayis, so it's worth halachically teaching Kabbalah Sechayis, so it's Gael Lamana, right? So ordinarily it doesn't work. So it's obvious that you really have no bias. But over here, it doesn't matter because the question is where you must say, so even subjective is enough. Even subjective bias is enough. Subjective Shavuot is enough. Okay? So when the Matzah tells us to get the Shabbos enough, but it has to really be Shabbos. How does it become Shabbos? There's a mechanism of Kabbalah Sechayis. If you have no Kabbalah Sechayis, then it's not really Shabbos over there. You know what I mean? That's what the rival is. For the rival, well, the Matzah works within the framework of Chayti Mitzvah. But the only thing is that over here, it's not the objective, you don't require the objective situation of Chayti Mitzvah. But you do require a halachic situation. Not simply you relate to the money, you relate to the bima. Kind of the rival. According to the rival, the reason why the chachamim object in general, devil's on the moment, doesn't apply in this case. But the objection, devil's on the moment, is that there's only subjective shavuot. Now you have shavuot, you don't really have you, you're on the chachamim. Right? So if there's only subjective, that's you, it's convertible into money. For you. But that's not really, there's not this bias. Over here, the pastor says, no. Lo yimata means even subjective bias is considered bias. Even subjective shavuot is considered shavuot. Shavuot is better way than bias. So that's the pastor lo yimata. But it's still operating with the mechanism of Chayti Mitzvah. That's really the machlokes between the Ram and the according to the Ram, it's not operating with the mechanism of Chayti Mitzvah altogether. It's just simply you have a certain relation to your race to the Kiyumah. The race to the Kiyumah, what's the difference between the guy with the Ma'anas you or if you accept the willingly? Doesn't make any difference. As long as you have the final result that you're related to the Kiyumah, the other one by your own, by another. Okay? Whereas according to the Ravid, what the Gemara is answering is that the objection, the general objection that the Chachamim have to Devar Gael Lamama doesn't apply in this case. That's why you're not going to need a subjective offer. This type of a subjective is also for the Bible. We've got more of them. Yeah, so what do you think of Mamadam? How do you think of Mamadam? That's why I need to talk to the Lamadam. The Zadayin lo neva. Zivachi yama Rav Shimon. Lahu. When the Rav Shimon says, Allah had ever done a lot of Shimon, I'm going to take a dime at the end, where the thing is gone already. She's going to get a gun at Kutsi, so you're a Bailam, so you're a Machalisha. I'm Rav Shimon, and off a piece of any case of a Hedrick, even though it belongs to Hedrick, and Hedrick, you don't pay care for it, right? The Shivar Eil, well, Hedrick, Hachar Chayah. Why? The Kivan, the Zah Chayah, Bachar Yishon, which is higher than the apparatus, they're only coming together. So our God knows it's higher mammon, because of course it's in the higher mammon. But over here is the end. The Chomet hasn't been showing it. So since the Chomet is the end, so it really doesn't belong to the Jew. When will it belong to the Jew? It's kind of thing. When will it belong to the Jew? And he says, when somebody steals it. What kind of possibility is that? How could it belong to a guy who wants to steal? When he steals, it's not there anymore. You see? When he steals, it's not there anymore. What? That's the only time the Shabbos comes about. It's true. But you can't say that it belongs. What kind of a possibility is it going to say that it belongs to the guy or long? And if somebody stole it, at that moment, it became a Jew. Anyway, or like the Hedges. Really, it belongs to Hedges all the time. at the moment somebody steals it, now belongs to his guy. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, who does it belong to? So what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the threat? You must say, about a saint, a regular saint, so I'll give something to your wife. Now the guy steals it. Now, the Mana Master says that you only just stole it from your honor. It wouldn't be for the whole thing. The Mana Master says it's mine, our business. But really, the Kremlin was accepting a fire, because Nicole was a fire on it already. So why don't I say he stole it from the Kremlin? Right? This Gemara answers it. See, what the Gemara is saying is like this. That as soon as halacha of Deva Adan and Mana is a different kind of halacha. It's not real Bible. Just the halacha that the mice is considered a mice of Geneva. It's considered a mice of Geneva from the person. It's not a lucky that the chest really belongs to the guy because it's going on the money. It's not a lucky in the chest at all. Just a lucky that it's considered a mice of Geneva. Since it's going on the money, so you cause him a loss. You cause him a loss via the object. The object really doesn't belong to him. But it's enough to be considered a mice of Geneva from the person you just. That's what seems a lot of Deva Adan Lamana to Mana. That's the year of the Machlokes in the Ikidame in the first day. According to the Ikidame, the king never said Deva Adan Lamana to Mana that the chest really belongs to this guy because he's in Kabbalah Kaya. He did it. Not his. Kabbalah Kaya, fine, it's not his. But the halach is, it's halach in Geneva. You cause him to incur a loss to your mind of Geneva, so that's just the way that he's talking. The halach is considered mind of Geneva from the first. But the chest, in other words, Now, this shows you that according to the first way, Deva Adan Lamana to Mana Dana doesn't mean really that it's his. It's a different kind of bite. It's a different kind of bite. That's why when you have a regular family, you can't say the same as a bow. The guy's talking, and he's talking from the Ishabaris remains of the real one. He's the real virus. But there's another kind of secondary type of virus according to the first step, and also a secondary type of virus that is a new kind of virus that relates to the chesed. But of course, if you have both types of virus, who do you pay back? The Ikar virus. The only problem, the only time you pay back the same is when the main virus is gone, like the Hedrick. Hedrick, there's no, the main Hedrick doesn't, there's no lookup paper by Hedrick. So therefore, the only people of Hedrick, the idea of the only people of Hedrick. So then the second time, then the Ghana has to pay the second time. If you don't have seen, that is only a moment, it's not really a lot of it, a regular virus in the first place. Different kind of virus. Okay? The word is not so clear. Two levels of virus, for instance. If you're renting an apartment, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to your home and clear it. Rent is clear, why is clear also a virus? The Shaila is also a virus. There's different kinds of virus. And Deva Adan Lamana, according to the opinion, is a new species of virus. Now, look at the Deva Adan Lamana to the army. It's a new species of virus. Anyway, he doesn't even own the chesed. Just a mice of Geneva. Consider that he stole from him. But really, the chesed doesn't even belong to the guy. But in terms of mice of Geneva, he stole from him. So since he carries a new loss, the difference is considered a mighty matter. Point the second shot, shiny half a dama crawler you must. So either way, you know, with assuming it wouldn't help us with the guy. The answer is the same. But we say you could dominate the first one. A lot is the way you relate to the Kima. And when you relate to the Kima, and Hamas is different in the way. The Hamas Allah relates to the Kima. According to the writer, the second Ikidame has to be the final, well, definitely. It's not so easy as the first one. Okay. You have to see, you're not saying that if you go in the bar of time, I'm going to talk about your muscle. But even if it's go in the moment, it's your ego. But it has to be go in the moment because of our lucky framework. Not because of an extreme situation, it's a question. It has to be go in the moment because of how lucky it is to be go in the moment. It's how lucky it has to be, Not just the guy's late to the team, let's forget the thing is late to the team. What do I say is late to the team? So he's late to the team, so an extraneous thing doesn't matter. It has to be late to the community because of how lucky consequences. The how lucky situation has to be such that it renders him late to the community. not because we're changing the circumstances, not because they're going to force me to pay. That's not called religion. That's a fair, it's just the same. You know what I mean? It has to be the halakhic framework renders you a way to the kingdom. That's only what it is about the heart. That'll be my first lecture on the other. Okay, that's good. The basic problem of Bali Ra and Bali Mata. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvot wrote a Sefer Tafri, seventh Sefer. They lays down the principles of how you count mitzvahs. And the Rambam over there says that you will never count mitzvahs. The mitzvahs will not multiply according to their details. In other words, says we kill somebody, if I have mitzvahs, then you have many chicken that tell you how you kill them. They kill you in the yard, they kill them in the wrist, they kill them in the lungs, they kill them in the wrist. Here's one example. I'll use this example, these are one of the ones. It doesn't matter how many ways the Torah tells you kill the guy you hire for. You're not going to count each way. Right? Count each way, the one says, you're going to have a thousand of mitzvahs. Which is impossible. So the Ram says, therefore you must say logically. And it makes sense. The Ram holds logically makes sense, but he just says it's impossible. Logically it makes sense that the details of a mitzvah, every detail created by another prophet, does not add to a new mitzvah. Now the question is, what happens if it's by your law and by your mitzvah? Okay? The prophet says, lo yirah l'chachamim. And the Gemara says, that yachol yachmin yikabot adonisim anachim. For you it seems that la yirolacha, la yirolacha, it's yayati. You would think that it only means when it's in the open. But if you hid it in the house, you wouldn't be over. The Gemara says no, says la yimotza. Right? Now the question is like this. If you just learn that the Gemara is true, you say learn that way, so what if la yimotza comes to tell you a new detail of how you're over? If it's just in the detail and how you're over, so it can only be one loan. Right? Okay? But look, you could say that lo yimotze, it's all one love, and lo yimotze is another detail. Or you could say lo yimotze is another love. Now if you say lo yimotze is another love, so then how could you be over both where you have a hidden? Another lot. There's one lot for open, there's one lot for hidden. You know, if I have it open, I can tell them I get both. But if it was hidden, I can only be over while you must it, because that's a separate lot. Now, even if you say it's a separate lot, it's a separate lot, so you can't be over both. You're going to tell me that it's a detail, there's only one lot to begin with. Right? Now, the test of mystery is notice this question. And the test of mystery concludes that the Rambam holds that if he did like this, that if it was open, you have a book. And if it was hidden, you only have a body muscle. That's what it has to mention. But according to the testimony, it's going to separate a lot of them. One thing is, listen to the lesson of Rambam. Rambam says this. Paragraphy. Trust is the Torah where you are with a chachamim. Paragraphy is the Torah where you are with a chachamim. Yachal in common with all the spirit of the Anakim, lo ye over, come with Loma, so all the Mata Yerata. A few of you see though, I would be. Right? Yachal, lo ye over, and see more from the Beisel, such as with the Beisel. But Yachal in Beisel, I say, let me know, come with Loma, no, lo ye over, the frog, the whole Dvulcha, the whole Shifra. That's just lo ye over. Well, the Ruah tells you, he tells you that there's no way to act. The other one you think is your bias, but, right? I mean, according to the test of Mishra. According to the test of Mishra, it should be, that's right, according to the test of Mishra, it should be a separate ground, it's a series of hope. Right? Now, take a look around my local bay, it didn't work. You're right about it, okay. Hola Marta, Shachamet Shal Yisrael, and the Nisha B'Shisho, Afilu Tomah, Vafilu B'ir Acher, the feeling looks at the atom. How is the over mission where you are over where you must? So the test of mission, of course, notices this. And he says, no, the Ram doesn't mean he's over on both. He just means in all these cases, combined, you'll come across where you are over where you must. The rest of the Rambam doesn't seem to imply that. run by the Rama Hofer in the first two, Rama says, that even though it says Rama Hofer in Latin, it doesn't mean that it's too much. See? He says, he thinks, no, about that tissue. I'm a little bit of a tissue. I'm a lava of the snail oven. Cloma, this is a tissue. They are large in the zoo as they are in. If you're doing a lava or effort, like a double, kick that like that. Some an effort in your hill. That's not the way you also in the hill kind of the snail oven. Like a tissue, I'm a little bit of a tissue. I'm a little bit of a tissue. He is fired up the whole lava to a bowl of toast or green. Any lava that doesn't come to you, add anything additional. He may use for a yes or. That's it. You're not allowed to do malachim Shabbos. It's the nichpa b'karos same as your opponent. That's 4 times as every color. Atira to yachsha of echad may I say, you know, mitzvah, do you ever find anyone who can't be mitzvah to yomus and the klal mitzvah say, I'm a nichpa b'shabbos, really same as your mitzvah? For anybody who can't get a 12? The same boy I told him, Atira is dam to ever come in. A yachsha of dam to him to maskil, the yomus, you say dam to ever mitzvah? They maskil a yitabo echad. Klama b'shisha Shabbos, you mitzvah achad, you mitzvah say, the dam. The other two are simply less than Chachamim. You see, Yavah Atah Aplein is over our Catholic not loving. Even you'll find that the Chazal will say the person who does 50% truth will be over many loving. And you see, people are over Aplein, over our Catholic not loving. Lay is high of these that are two more loving or in Kula. Call Echad the Yusuf. Hello, call Echad the Yusuf. The name of Echad. Rainbow Kiss. Vamnam, Amnus, you're over the Catholic not loving, or Catholic not loving. Bavor, Kaisal, Atsiba, Azal, Mr. Hitch, you're over all our Torah's levels, and you're over all our Torah's. In the same thing, you know, in the same thing, you know, the locus time, or locus solar. The origin of the Kalapa Beaver, then it can't be separate. The deformity is, has also a locus style. Lava of the Kalapa Beaver, just means the Torah, it's a very terrible thing. You see the Torah told you so many times, and you see how important it is, so it's terrible of air you do. In terms of Vera, it's a bad thing. But in terms of counting mitzvahs, and in terms of mitzvahs, it's all one. And that's it. Cause it can be. Right, nothing said, right. So he says, "Kilo yilka echad stay malchus al tum echad." Nobody will get 2 malchus for 1 thing. The malchus bayam and malchus farshim the talmud matter. The chulin is the lachim. The ulam yilka stay malchus al shnei tumos. Where's the loma? Shnei yonim shebo as har v'chalim. You can teach up in them. They're not going to get malchus. That's the ram ka'ein yekesh. Plus, in this situation, it's impossible to count. Bali ram, bali matrei. There's more than one. Okay. So there's this Ramban Yochanan. Ramban Yochanan says, my point is Ramban and the Ramban. Let's say I have my own company. And I give it to a guy, I put it in the church. Am I over by your body muscle or not? Ramban says he's not. Ramban says he's not ready. If it's my company, can I put it in the guy's church? But Ramban says he's not ready. He says, until you have title of the until you have that you own it, and let it be yours. That's the Ramban. I'm not going to be able to do it. In other words, the detail from one lav you apply to the other lav. This is a matayim chomet the pesach over the shnei lavim by your or by your mitzvah. Really, we're going to speak up about that. One Rambam that might hold the key to the Jewish people for a while. Hilchos chomet umatzah Here's our look at this. Okay. Here it is. A comate to Tessa. First of all, the Holocaust. Kola Ochel, Kizai, a comate to Tessa. The Spirit of Anisha, also a Chokion, Ephra, the Essen, the Nisha, 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 ואני חמץ בשישה בפסח, אף על פי שלא אכלה, עובר בשני לחם, שנאמר, לא יראה לך שאור בכל גבולך, ונאמר שאור לא ללמוד של בפסחם, ושהחמץ ושהשאור שבמחית נחל. גם שאני חמץ בשישה, אף על פי שלא אכלה. אם לא יראה לך שלא אכלה, לא יראה לך שלא אכלה. And he puts it in the same halacha. What is that? In the same halacha today? Asba Noach, Nema. Lo Yiroch Lacham. Right? Lo Yiroch Lacham. Right? So what do you think in one is in one sense? So it wasn't. Not it can't say that. But if it wasn't for the Issa of Achilles Summit, you would never have the Issa of by the Roar or by the Mother. These you still must be thinking. It's similar to the Isser and Noah that exists by Bas Bechol. But the Isser and Noah, Bas Bechol, is really confusing to find the Isser Achille of Bas Bechol. The extension of the Isser Achille, that's what I mean in the Isser Achille, right? The extension of the Isser Achille. If it wasn't an Isser Achille, there would never be an Isser Achille. So what does this mean for us? That these are two different series of issues. Two different series of issues. Okay? Because since it is based on the Israel Hira. So it's not, it wasn't the same sound like there's no way out of it. But the Rishon said that's the issue. But now that you tell me it's an Israel Hira, an extension of Israel Hira, you can say it's formulated as two forms of the extension of the Israel Hira. My question is, what are the two forms? The Issa, take a look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the thing of the Gemara says, Tava, Shivas Yomim Sha'or Lo Yimotze Yotech. Ma Tamad Loma, Vavos Vanem Lo Yerolach Sha'or. Right? So the Gemara says, Yochol Yachmi Yitabo Pidjonishin Anachri, Tamad Loma Lo Yimotze. What does it mean, Yachol and Yachmi? What does Mar Tavim mean? Mar Tavim is very difficult. Why should Machmen make any difference? You know what I mean? Why should it make any difference? I'll hide it. As a matter of fact, it says, one of the Achronim has a conscience. He says, I think the Mar Tavim has a responsibility. He's going to say that Yachmi is okay. He can't really, what about Tashvichi? Tashvichi is, I'm going to say Tashvichi, they got rid of it. You know, it's a mitmah. There's no Allah that's not Tashvichi. Okay? Right? Exactly. So he answers on the same way. He says, because since this is all based upon the Israel Hira, so the Gemara just points out there wouldn't be any Tashbichi. Tashbichi is based upon whatever's going to be the action of Bar Yirah. See, the whole thing is based upon the Israel Hira, even Tashbichi. So whatever the outcome will be with regard to Bar Yirah, that's what the outcome will be with regard to Tashbichi. The time will have. Okay? And now you see one thing, the fact that the Gemara entertains this possibility, that the Gemara says that it's possible only if it's open, not if it's hidden, not if it's concealed, right? So what do you see? You see the receptive sphere of Bayerah. That since it's Rosh Bahtila, it shouldn't be manifest in your possession. See, the sphere for Israel is that it shouldn't be manifest in your possession. And there's another where you must have, shouldn't be available to you. There are two separate tools. One is a decision of pure manifesting your possession. That's one of it. Mm-hmm. And then there's another, it shouldn't appear manifest, it shouldn't be manifested in your possession.
Someone
has to come to buy and saw it. And see, this to you is usually a description of something, right? Someone came by and saw it there, that would be a violation. Why? Because if they see it there, then it's a, then it's already a, Jew from it is the Yisra Achila. So the other Torah extended the Yisra Achila and required a chaka. As a matter of fact, I think it's a patient that says there. That's it. Isn't it a patient that says there? A patient in the beginning.
Only possible if you categorize by your law and by your muscle as an extension.
just say it in Israel. As Bari Rabbi Matin asked us, honestly, then how could I, why should I say two separate Shiras in Israel? And really, two Shiras don't fit in logically. No, nobody says it. They're not central categories. You know what I mean? The categories only will make sense. Yeah, it's just a habit. That's the issue. Okay. So, really, not Ramban makes logic. That's Ramban. Ramban. But Ramban says that if you take the hummus and you put it in a day's half, then you won't be over. You see? Before, around the world, I think, well, that's what you mean. This is in terms of owning it. What does it make if the day hasn't, but you have the bias on it? Right? But if the issue is in terms of a different framework, as manifest, or available, then you're assured. If it's in the days of shift, it's not accessible anymore. And it's not manifest, it's neither. That's why Ramban says you need both. You need talk to the race, you have both. First over there, too, don't come over there. Clean it over there. But in the concept of volume much, you can't distinguish between manifest and not manifest. Right? But the accessibility says, look, and in the concept of value law, you can't distinguish between the house and between the field. Because accessibility doesn't matter over there. So that's why you know that then you have a Jewish, you have a reason to give yourself there, as an answer to the mistress, you see, so that you learn one from the other. But conceptually, it's two different frameworks. It's conceptually two different frameworks. And the right away is very good to show you that there's two separate concepts. See? That but where you must say the vocation shows you its accessibility. I want to show you the idea of accessibility. And where you love extent. Beyond what would immediately think is the idea. The Torah wants to make the concept clear, and the Torah doesn't really leave that to the remainder. But the concept becomes clear to the case. But where you love are really it also explains why the Gemara distinguishes between Nachri Shishis Jasso, right, Yashar and Chavachatzah, and Nachri Shalotis Jasso. And Nachri is a new jurisdiction, Nachri is not a new jurisdiction. So the Gemara says, you might think that Nachri is a new jurisdiction, and what does not have a long time. Okay? Right? What else is under the jurisdiction of the one thing? The answer is, because in terms of that is a case of manifest. Because even though that is only manifest, because even though it belongs to nothing, but since it's under the jurisdiction, now it's manifestly over. Okay? That's why that's always, you always need them, only makes sense if you have that framework. It's a different framework altogether. No, the alternative access, you don't have to lock it up because you have a local set of questions. But in terms of manifest, no, it's in a U.S. jurisdiction and the U.S. jurisdiction is in the U.S. You're allowed in the jurisdiction. The point is really between the Rambam and the Ramban. If I have my Amcham as my drink of good, I still own it, still retain the ownership. My point is, what is the Allah of manifest and available? Is manifest and available Allah in my virus? A manifest and available is a locker in my research. That's not right. Ramban holds that it's a locker in the church. In other words, it's true. That's a certain truth. Ramban holds it Ramban. He has not over it. It's to give it to a guy. Why? Because manifest means that manifest in terms of an actual situation. It's a situational issue. It's a situation that you need in order to have the issue. There's the Rambam holds that manifest and available has to be only the Bible. That's manifest. It's manifest that you have a relationship with. Yeah. 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 Yes, no, you can go there. You can go there. You can go there. What do you mean? If it's just because the guy has it, doesn't mean it's not available. It means the guy is 1,000 miles away. Yeah, because it's just that in some situations it's not even there. But now you look.
Turn over to side B, not to the beginning, but at this point, where there'll be a short piece dealing with Bitul Chametz Achaz Man, Rashi Vitasas.
Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what bittul is. So Tosfos says bittul is hefker. Hefker is not yours anymore. It can't be hefker anymore. That's a simple mechanism, something easy to understand. Rashi says it's ka'afra. The person says it's ka'afra dara. Okay, this becomes a little bit. I mean, it's still in his reshus and his ka'afra dara. What exactly is going on? There's a question. Another question. The question now that they ask upon Rashi is, the Gemara says that you can't do bittul after Zmani Suve, after it's Asa. So they say, if it's Mitam Hefka, I can understand. Because it's Asa Banoa. They say Hefka doesn't work on a Nesra Noa. But if it's a Halacha, like Rashi says, it's just a Halacha of bittul, he says Kafadara, so why can't he do it? Lacha Zmani Suve. You know what I mean? What do I care about? I'll still say it's his, 100% his. Say it's kafadara. You see? Kafadara, the plain shot is, like the Ramban says, any race of the kiyumah. That's it. I don't care for it. I don't want it. Nothing. That's bittul. It's a separate halacha that if he's in the chumash, he's not machshev, he's not over on. Even though it's his. So let him be not machshev it. On Pesach itself. What do I care if it became Asur Banoah? So what? And now it will be not Machshirat. Right? Kasher Dechrenim is this Kasher, according to Rashi. Why is it that why does Zmani Surei outrule Bittul according to Rashi? A thing like this, the Pshat and the Machlekes is really, the Machlekes in Rashi and Pesach is, what is Bittul? Is Bittul Halacha and Dinim Mominis? Or Bittul's halacha and his halacha and Issa. That's the machlekes really. According to Tosfos, it's halacha and Cheshem Mishpat. It's halacha and Dinim Mominis. You see? According to Rashi, it's not halacha and Dinim Mominis. It's halacha and Issurin. But what is the halacha and Issurin? We have to analyze the halacha and Issurin. What is the halacha? Is the halacha that if a person just says, I don't care about this chametz, so then he's not over on this, he's not over on the chametz. Any chametz with regard to which you've said, I don't care for it, so you're not over. You see? Is that the halacha? Or is there a halacha actually that bittul creates a status in the chafta? You see? Bittul creates a chalashem in the chafta. Not just the halacha that if you were mevatel the chametz, if I said I don't care for this bread, so then I'm not over. You see? That's one possibility. No, the pshat is not. The pshat is that bittul effectuates a halachic change in status in the bread, in the chametz. It becomes chametz that's mevotel. You see? Now, what's the pshat that becomes chametz that's mevotel? Chametz that's mevotel means, what does the person say? The person says it's ka'afra dara, it's worthless, it's nothing. See? What does it, it's nothing mean? It means that it becomes a dover she'eino bar hanor. That's what it becomes. Something which is not a bar hochi of hanor. The chefza becomes defined as something which is not a bar hochi of hanor. Subjectively, there's a new halacha in the Torah, that bittul works. What does it mean? According to Rashi, it's not mitam efkes, so it's a new halacha, right? So what is the new halacha? The new halacha is that subjectively I could render. You have the ability to render the chefza a dover she'ena bar hachishel hanoah. You see, so it comes out that subjectively I could render this chefza as something which is not a bar hachanoah, right? So that's only possible kedem zmani surei, because lacha zmani surei objectively it's not a bar hachanoah anymore. You see, it is what? It is not a bar hachev hanor. You see? So then bittul's impossible. So bittul's impossible. You're only... The, you see, the, if you remove the chefza from being a bar hachev hanor, then you're not ever. If, however, it's itself, the isser renders it that it's not a bar hachev hanor, then you're ever. That's the isser. That's when you're ever. So another way, I guess. You have two types of chametz. Before Pesach, you have chametz. Subjectively, I could make this thing not a baruch elanah. That's what it means. Any rates of the kumakafradar. There's no question. It means it's not a baruch elanah. Now, When Pesach comes, there's two types of chometz. You have a chometz which was already not a Baruch Yavanah, but only subjectively. And now the Issa chometz rendered it objectively not a Baruch Yavanah. Not just with regard to this guy, but with regard to everybody. It's universal now, right? That's one change. And then you have chometz which was not in the category of not a Baruch Yavanah. And the Issa came and rendered it not a Baruch Yavanah. So that's a qualitative change from something which was a Baruch Evanah to something which was not a Baruch Evanah. So any time, any Chefza which was changed from something which was a Baruch Evanah, you see, to an Isser, you see, to something which is not a Baruch Evanah, by virtue of the Isser Pesach, you're over on that object, you are over an Isser of Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotzei. I was saying it's like this. There's a certain relationship between the Gavra and the Chometz. That relationship is a relationship of Hanah. Certain relationship that he has between himself and his Chometz. Now, in order to break that relationship, he can't just say he doesn't like the Chometz. He doesn't want the Chometz. It's not enough. It's a mechanism, Bittul. The mechanism of Bittul has to work through establishing a Shem in the Chefetz of Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. Now, this Shem, that a subjective Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. Now, the first, when we're discussing the relationship, it's also subjective, but that's an inherently subjective type of thing. Between a person and his object is an inherently subjective type of thing. You see, that's not because it's less inclusive. That's the nature of the relationship. Now, in order to break the subjective relationship, he has to go via a mechanism, which is to create a Chal Hashem and a Chayfetz, that the Chayfetz is a Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. You see, that Chal Hashem and the Chayfetz is a subjective one, but like Neder. It only differs from an objective one in the fact that it's less inclusive. But in order to break the relationship between himself and the Chometz, he has to create a Chal Hashem and a Chefza of Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. Now on Pesach, once it's a Dover She'ena Shel Hanah objectively, he can't create the subjective Chal Hashem and a Chefza of Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. So therefore, there's no way for him to break the relationship. He could say, I don't like it, I don't want it. So what? But that's not the way it works. There's a mechanism here. The mechanism is that his relationship is broken when he renders the chayfet to Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. And he can't render the chayfet to Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. What we're saying is Bittul Zalach in the Chefza. That you have to create a change in the Chefza in order to break the relationship. What change in the Chefza must he produce? A change in the Chefza which is a Chal Hashem, that the Chefza is a Dover She'ena Shel Hanah, subjectively. You can't do that on Pesach, because objectively it's defined as a Dover She'ena Shel Hanah. So therefore he has no possible way of breaking the relationship between himself and his Chometz. Okay? There's another possibility to say over here. Possibility like this. That once you establish that it's an Isser in the Chefza, once you establish that Bittul's an Isser in the Chefza, so the Chefza becomes a Dover Mavudu, you see? So then you can say like this. That a Dover HaMavudu, Dover Mavutl, there is no Isser Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzei Shechala, that is Chal on it. But Dover She'ena Mavutl, an Isser Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzei Shechala is Chefza, and once the Isser is Chal, that's it. You can't change it anymore. You see, if you don't say this, that Bittul's Halach in the Chefza, it's just Halach in the relationship, so between, it's a state. It's as if Bittul's not Halach HaChalais in the Chefza, but it's just a certain state. So then why can't I establish that state before? I mean, after Pesach, just like I established it before. In other words, once this relationship exists, so apparently the Issa can't coexist with this relationship. So why can't I establish it on Pesach too? But once you say it's halacha and the chefza, that the chefza is a Chal Hashem of Dover Mavutl, and the Chal Hashem Dover Mavutl is not, it can't be Nesaf as a Chal Hashem Dover Mavutl. So that's only if it was before Pesach. But once Pesach arrives and doesn't have a Chal Hashem of Dover Mavutl, now there's an Isser, the Isser Schal. What's the Isser in the Chefza Schal? And it's a Bali Rabbi Yamatze Schal in the Chefza. You can't remove it. How are you going to remove it? It's a Loch and Chalaisa Isser. You see? That's another possible. Okay. The second way, you don't have to say that, you don't have to, the question, the difference in the first way and the second way is, according to the first way, the Isser is the halach is the, yeah, it's not just halach and chalaisa Isser, but the halach and the existence of the Isser. You see? So the Isser, yeah. According to the second way is halach and the chalaisa Isser. The key to both answers is one thing. There's only one way out of the kasha and rashi. That bittul is halacha and mechatzah. That's the key. You know what I mean? Once you have that premise, then you have two divergent tests to take. You see? The difference between the two terutzim boils down to whether the isser bali rabbi yamatzah cannot. The isser bali bittul is halacha in the existence of the isser bali rabbi yamatzah, or it's halacha in the chalais of the isser bali rabbi yamatzah. First pshat is halacha in existence. Second pshat is halacha in chalais.